You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship. Thank you, Linda Downey, who's playing today. It's Chuck had knee surgery, so Linda will play the organ for us this morning. Hymns, for those listening on the radio, opening hymn 904, Blessed Jesus at Your Word. The sermon hymn is 677. For all the saints. Distribution hymns 563, Jesus, Thy Blood and Righteousness. 932, Jesus Sat with His Disciples. 895, Now Thank We All Our God. Closing hymn 950, Splendor and Honor. We will be including Joe Hakes in our prayer. Just informed he's on hospice, and so he's asked that we can include him in prayer. Let's begin with our opening hymn. Didn't have my microphone turned on. No. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Thank you.
God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Continue singing together the introit on your yellow insert.
You, O Lord, do I take refuge? Let me never be
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament. The first reading for this All Saints Day festival is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. But the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel.
Amen.
according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. When he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith, as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as we join in singing our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. As we celebrate this festival of all the saints, our gospel reading, the Beatitudes, gives us a beautiful vision of Jesus. And it's also a description of who the saints are, the description of what we share by faith in union with Jesus. We're blessed, and these blessings are spoken with the authority of Christ himself, that we hold them by faith. Blessed according to each of the Beatitudes because we're joined to Christ. We share in Christ's blessedness as we experience and we endure what he did for us. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus emptied himself entirely. He became poor in spirit for us. When we're brought to repentance, we acknowledge that we are poor in spirit. We're impoverished, in need. Before God, there's nothing in us of worth or merit. This describes us in Christ. So why are the poor in spirit blessed? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Jesus mourned over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and yet you would not. Jesus mourned over sin and impenitence. We join with Christ. We mourn over our sin. Mourn over the sin and impenitence of the world. We mourn in contrition and repentance because we're joined in Christ to him. So why are those who mourn blessed? For they shall be comforted. We're comforted by his grace, his forgiveness that we receive all the time here through his word and his sacrament. Blessed are the meek. Jesus lay aside glory, honor, power. He came and did what the Father gave him to do. Without pride, without arrogance. And he shares that with us. It's a characteristic of the faith of a Christian, those who trust in Christ, that we give all glory and honor to Jesus without any arrogance or pride, recognizing we're powerless, helpless to save ourselves. So why are the meek blessed? For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus went to the cross hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of the Father, to cover our sins with the sacrifice and the payment that he made with his own blood. We who belong to him hunger and thirst for the same righteousness of Jesus. So how are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness blessed? They shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful. Jesus, who is perfect mercy, empowers his disciples who are united to him to be merciful. And how are they blessed? For they shall receive mercy. These blessings are certain words of Christ. We receive them in part now by faith. All of these will be fulfilled completely on the last day, the day that he returns. Blessed are the pure in heart. Jesus gives his pure heart to those who are joined to him. Jesus who is without sin, Jesus who is the one true God, who knew no false God, gives this to those who are joined to him. We have this now by faith until we see him on the last day. Blessed are the peacemakers. Jesus sends out those who are to bring peace to all those who will receive it. This peace comes through the proclamation of the good news of the reign of heaven in Jesus. Many would reject it. Many will reject it still. And Jesus' disciples should not be surprised by this. The peacemakers will at times be persecuted. Blessed are the peacemakers whom God uses to bring the message of the reign of heaven so that others may have the peace that Jesus brings. At the fulfillment of all things, Jesus' peacemaking disciples will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. When we share the testimony that we belong to Jesus, the kingdom is ours by faith. Blessed are you when others revile you, persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. The final day of victory belongs to the Almighty and to his Christ. The reward is indeed great. We have this by faith. It's hidden, this present reign in Jesus. The epistle reading from John, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. We live with the hope and confidence in the word of Christ, the blessings he proclaims to us who are joined to him, that he is giving us himself, and knowing that this present reign of God in Jesus is a hidden reality. It can only be known to those to whom it is revealed. The reign and power is hidden in the cross, hidden in suffering and persecution. We and all the saints are joined to Christ. We're blessed and we're made saints by his works, by what he has done. United to him, we also suffer in him. United with him, we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ that covers all our sins. Suffering for the sake of Jesus is actually a comforting testimony that we in fact belong to him. We are in communion with Christ, and he is with us. Therefore, we have nothing to fear. Hope and comfort, knowing the saints who have gone before us are with Christ now. They are at rest. They are clothed in white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb. They are before the throne of God. And we join them at the altar. We too will be there. We too will be there on the last day. And all the blessings that are promised by Christ will be fully realized by his saints. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you. offering is selected. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Blessed are you, O God. Blessed are those whom you have redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, washed in the saving water of baptism, and brought to faith by the Spirit. Keep us in this faith and in holy fear, lest we depart from your way and are lost to the eternal future you have prepared for us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, salvation belongs to you and to the Lamb. Preserve Matthew, our synod president, Timothy, our district president, me, our circuit visitor, and all pastors as they bring to us the message of salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, watch over our households. Bless husbands and wives, parents and children, and those who live alone. Preserve us from worry and assure us that you know all that we need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of all power and might are yours forever and ever. Give wisdom to Donald, our president, Tony, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Allow them to serve with honor, and let their decisions be well-pleasing unto you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, remember the sick, the homebound, those who mourn, all the afflicted, especially Vicki, Anita, Lois, Louis, Joe, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, Jeff, and the family of Missy Lee. Strengthen them to endure their suffering, and in your compassion, keep them in the true faith until the day of final deliverance, health, and peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, bless all who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that in faithfulness they would approach the altar, trust the words of Christ, and receive his body and blood for the sustenance of their bodies and souls. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, we give you thanks for all the saints who rest from their labors, including Joanne Ehlers and others whom you have called home over the past year. Grant us to remember them with thanksgiving and joy, even as we look forward to seeing them again at the throne of the Lamb. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, who have knit together your chosen people into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Standing with those of every tribe and nation before the throne and before the Lamb, we rejoice and cry out. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. To him be glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. All right. voices give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints gathered into the one body of your Son. You have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul in life everlasting. Pardon us.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.